Parisian duo Paulimpin became known for their summery musical hedonism, with influences ranging from golden-era Hollywood films to Latin American music. Their debut album, Caravelle, was a global hit. For their sophomore album, Cyclorama, which is out now, they try to experiment with new genres, but staying faithful to their exotic summer's vibe. To tell us more about Cyclorama and their plans for this year as well, I had the pleasure to speak with Paulo, a.k.a. Paul Armand de Lille.
I think our inspiration mainly relates to our childhood and our past. There's a bit of nostalgia, but I think it's a really happy time for us. The 90s was a very blessed moment. And, you know, there's a lot of the inspirations are Disney music or some kind of movie vibes, and then South American music, which we love, which obviously has a lot of sun in it. Yeah, I mean, in general, we kind of took the choice to be an optimistic band. A lot of bands can take their creation point in the darker feelings, which can be very, can inspire a lot of musicians. And it's kind of hard to make a legit, not too cheesy project based on something that's very positive. But that's just kind of like, Alex also is a very highly entertaining DJ. And we had all these references in common, and we found we just kind of naturally went towards this sound.
It's interesting you mention optimism because I remember last year you both released Sweet Home mixtape. I think that was amazing because it was quite a difficult year for the whole world, and it was such an amazing selection of music as well.
Yeah, well, we played a lot of our edits. I guess a lot of that music is music we did obviously before the COVID, and yeah, we just kind of put that tape together, trying to share a lot of this exclusive material that is not releasable because there's too many copyrights on it. So we just wanted to share something fun. And yeah, we had the time to geek because of the pandemic. And to be honest, this first part of the pandemic, the first 3 months, I was in Normandy. It was a beautiful time. I was with my girlfriend, with my parents. We were just having a really nice time, although we were quite concerned by the situation. And I was writing Feel Good, finishing Feel Good, and doing the Home Sweet Home mixtape, talking to Alex a lot. We were working back and forth, both from our country houses. But yeah, it wasn't a happy year for the world, but for producers, for musicians, it was a good time to sit down and reflect and create.
We always need music, no matter the year. And tell us about Cyclorama, the second album, which is coming out on the 25th of June. I thought it was fantastic. And it was nice. I mean, it's very much the same kind of Paulimpin vibe, but there's a couple of surprises there, some interesting collaborations. Even the single, Anikunia, I thought it was unusual, but I really enjoyed it, actually. There was a kind of you guys are exploring new sounds without, you know, removing what you guys are as well.
Yeah, you know, we always like to do a bit of lateral moves. We kind of have our production, but then the subjects, the inspiration points can be very various. We kind of set that on Caravelle. There's very different songs, very different vibes. But of course, it's fun to go other places, other destinations, new challenges, new collaborations, like the one with Chanel Trust takes us to something more urban, more dark. We haven't really been there yet. Anikuni also, yeah, has its own kind of universe. It's not like any other song we did yet, but we really wanted to make a really happy song. It's very related to our childhood. We discovered this song as kids. And now Alex's kid was singing this song, and we're like, okay, this is the perfect kind of song we should look into for the childhood part. It's got its different own vibe, but I think it's a cool track, and I'm looking forward to playing it out live, seeing how it's going to be, how we're going to be able to share that. It's kind of a challenge to play that on stage also, because there's a choir, and like, how are we going to make that work? We'll see.
Well, but you will, because I was checking on your website. There's quite a nice kind of list of places for a tour next year in Europe, the United States. So that's quite exciting.
For sure. No, we're really looking forward to that. So yeah, it's the big challenge this fall. We'll be working on our new live show. Right now, just a few DJ sets and kind of doing a lot of promotion, but also kicking back from, you know, working really hard on the record these past few months. And yeah, I mean, we have no idea. Like, one thing we didn't do on this record, we didn't gather information from our tour to make a record that's easy to play live. This record is even harder to play live. There's a lot of tricky songs. How are we going to render them live? Because obviously we can't come with all the instruments and all the musicians and all the stuff. So we're going to have to be smart and tricky to put up a live that works. That works for us and works for the audience.
And Paulo, tell us about, we're discussing before the interview that you guys have a strong connection with Mexico, which I find quite nice, because there's something quite joyful about your music, which is also quite Latin America or even Mexican as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Mexico is a country that means a lot to us, because one strong thing is, like, Alex and I, before starting Polan Pan, we ended up playing at the same party in MN Roy, which is a club in Mexico City. And it was a great moment. We had a really good time. And this was only 6 months before we did Revolta. So it was probably an important part of building our connection, our musical connection. And ever since then, Alex had been playing a lot in Mexico. I had a little bit, but we've probably been like 15. He's been 20 times. I've been like 15 times, and we go there all the time. It's one of our strongest audiences, and we love the country. We love the culture. They have everything. They have the music, the food, like all the landscapes. They have desert and tropical islands and stuff. So it's an amazing country.
You know, talking about your country now, France, I mean, I might be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but every time I go to France to music shops, I feel that the French, they really know how to appreciate songs from other countries. You know, there's always lots of Brazilian music, lots of music from, you know, Senegal or Mexico. I see that more in France than here in the UK, or perhaps everyone is just interested in local artists. I'm not saying they're not international, but I think in France, a musical curiosity. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I think in our culture, we have naturally a curiosity for exotic destinations. And for sure, we're delving into that. I'd say in the UK, there is some ties with India, like Jamaica also, I feel like, is a strong culture in the UK. I'm just talking from my impressions from the outside, but you could go to record stores back when I was there, like maybe 20 years ago, I would go to drum and bass stores, and there was a lot of reggae and stuff like that. So there is quite a melting pot, but it's a different melting pot. I find in France has a lot of colonial ties with Africa and so on, but which, you know, now we go to Morocco and they're free countries and so on, but the cultural ties are still there. They're strong, and I think they're celebrated in the culture in France, and we're a country that's pretty open towards its past and the future together.
Is there anything that you're listening at the moment in terms of bands, artists? Are you listening to new stuff or perhaps old classics?
I'm listening to a guy, a rapper called Benjamin Epps, who's like, he raps, like, he has these 90s instrumentals, which I love, in the French 90s style. And he's from Libreville. I can't remember which African country, but he's rapping from there. And it sounds like the 90s stuff here. Well, that's kind of like the thing I've been listening to a lot recently, binging on that. I'm not sure. I'm always digging, always looking around, like, let me get. Like, I've been delving back into Exotica and easy listening. So there's this guy called Esquivel who kind of created the easy listening sound in the 40s and 50s in the US. But he was a real sound designer. He was the first to experiment with stereo sound. And it's at the same time kind of this boring elevator music, but there's a lot of experimental, like musical experiments in his sound. So he's an interesting producer also.
First of all, thank you for the tips. I'll check them out. And, you know, as Paulo and Pan, I wonder, how do you guys complement each other? I mean, what's kind of your role in the duo? I mean, or you kind of work kind of everything's half-half in terms of creativity, or do you have any strengths? And
there's no assigned roles in the music production. We both can write or produce, or, you know, like write lyrics. And so that's not where it is. I think we're complementary in the sense that I'm an introvert and Alex is very extroverted. So we have these different kind of energies, which means that, yeah, it's a nice balance, I think. It's important to have a bit of both. And that's our main, like, difference. But then we share all these references in common, and we agree, I think, a lot on what, like, we think is good taste or interesting or fun. And so it's a good balance, because if you have two extroverts, it could be super push, and two introverts, then it, you know, the project becomes too much about yourself and you're not really playing for the audience, but you're more trying, which was kind of one of my problems. I had to realize when I started live shows that it's more about the audience than me having like a good time. And then when the audience has a good time, I start having a good time, and it's a virtuous circle. And Alex sometimes can be really, you know, like it can really go too much that way. So then like, you can't give the audience everything it wants. You have to, it has to be genuine, and you got to find the right degree. So yeah, we have different approaches on the same things we like. We enjoy kind of the same things. We're trying to go the same way, but then we have a different sensitivity on what, like how to approach that goal.
And finally, Paulo, I just want to ask, I mean, do you have, I know it's hard to say, but a favorite song in the album? I mean, there's so many different songs, like from Annie Cooney to Peter Pan, you know, slightly different, but do you have a favorite or something that defines the album?
Very hard to choose, but I think I'd really like to hear Magic live with a really big audience. And it's an interesting track, and it's kind of like, I'd love to play it at Burning Man, for example. That would be a nice life goal. Like I was supposed to play at Burning Man, and I think we're probably going to do it together whenever Burning Man comes back, probably next year. And that would be a fun song to play there. But I mean, I love Melody. I love all this, you know, Artemis is a song I really love too. And yeah, Requiem, there's so many good songs, Tunnel. So yeah, it's hard to choose. We worked so much. We poured so much of our, you know, heart and soul in every song that, you know, you can't choose your kids. Choose your favorite kid.
I would think the question is hard as well. But listen, Paulo, thank you so much for the chat. That was lovely.
Thank you, Fernando. Thank you very much. And I hope to see you soon in the UK.
That was Paulo from Parisian duo Paulo & Pan. Their album Ciclorama is out now. The Monocle Weekly was edited by San Impi. I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Thank you for listening.